Ah, this morning. Can't help it. I spent a week. Y'all ever have anybody remember Super 8 videos? I mean, yeah, I guess that's before some of you were born. That, you know. Okay. All right, I see one hand. Anyhow, I spent this week. I got some Super 8 videos Mama gave me from back in 1959 and 1960. And you ought to see. Some people look funny back then. But you know, I spent this whole weekend just kind of putting those things together and putting them on DVD at night at 6 o'clock after our salt meeting. We'll go over and we're going to watch that. And it is amazing what God has done. But you know what? Hold your memories. If you take your pictures, do your DVDs, keep them. 50 years later, you will appreciate them. And so therefore, memories. And so what we're doing this morning is we think about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a very, very special time. And I begin to think about Mother's Day. What are some of the secrets of motherhood? Some of the secrets, and we're going to look at some of those secrets this morning because there's been an attack on motherhood. Oh, man alive, in our generation, in the last decades, it's hard to believe how mothers who throughout all of history has been put on a pedestal where they belong by Abraham Lincoln, by George Washington, and some of y'all saw the videos at the beginning of it, just in the countdown, the great men who say, I went to my mother. In fact, okay, let's just see if it's normal. Test time, here we go, test time. Fourth quarter. NFL, 6'6". Scores the winning touchdown. They put the camera on him. And when they put the camera on him, what does that 6'6" NFL player say? That's right. That's right. That's what they say. I mean, it's wild, isn't it? They say, hey, Mom. Poor old daddy, don't ever get nothing. But yeah, hey, Mom. That's what they do. It's so amazing. Because they put motherhood where it belongs. It belongs on a pedestal. There's some secrets that go with that. And if you think about some of these secrets that go with that, all of a sudden we begin to recognize, because I want you to know that the attack on motherhood, it kind of goes from sane to insanity. Hit me on my next one, I think it is. Nope, back up. Do you have a screen on? I did not produce that screen. I did not save that, did I? Do you have a diagram? No diagram, didn't come out. Okay, all right, we'll punt that one. I'm going to visualize. Visualize, okay, can y'all see this? Good, y'all got better eyes than I do. See this line that's going up and down? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth, okay? So therefore, because of truth, that's what's sane. That's rational. That's balanced. Think about it. What God does. Jesus said, I'm the way. That is truth. Now, there is a pendulum here, though, that swings out. And that pendulum swings out to non-truth. In the elements of non-truth, what you have, it moves toward insanity. You got what is sane, and then you got what is insane. And what is happening, that every time our government moves away from the way, the truth, it's moving toward the insanity. Now, let me just give you a couple of for instance right there. What sanity is one man and one woman. Now, that's sane. That's true. But what did our president come out, and this is not bash president, this is saying the policy of America. What did he come out saying? He's coming out saying now for homosexuals getting married. And so that is moving away from God's Word. It's moving, it's swinging out, going toward the insanity. Folks, when that begins to happen, something's wrong. There's an attack that's going against motherhood. And so therefore, there are a bunch of people who are joining on. In fact, they try to come out and they said 51% of the people in America support the president's announcement. Well, if that is true, which I don't believe it, but 51%, that means 51% of America's got away from the Word of God. And 51% of America is swinging away from sanity to insanity. So therefore, we see that attack. So what must we do? We must never give up the secrets. Don't, ladies, don't give up the secrets of motherhood. And what's the first one? Motherhood finds protection in the value of life. That's what happens. Motherhood finds protection in the value of life. If you don't believe that, read some of the stories from Alaska. When a hunter gets in between the mother bear and the cub bear, and then all of a sudden you find out how strong that is. But you see, when the motherhood finds a protection in life, insanity finds a way to destroy and devalue life. What do we call that? Well, we call that abortion. In fact, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, the Scripture says, "So God created people in His own image, and God patterned them after Himself, and made Himself male and female, He created them." So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God delights in the creation of women. And all the men say, all right, I just see if y'all lining up with God. And God said amen too. All right? And so therefore we have that man and that woman that's joined together. And the secret of motherhood is the value of life. The secret, another secret of motherhood, finds fulfillment in the value of marriage. It really is. There is value in marriage. Think about it. How many little, at Christmas time, how many of y'all give your little girls an AK-47? That's insane, isn't it? But you give them what? A baby doll. Then, from age 3, they're thinking about their wedding. I mean, all of a sudden, inside, motherhood finds fulfillment in the value of marriage. Insanity breaks down the home with situational ethics, and we call that no-fault divorce. But in Matthew 19:3-6, it says, "The Pharisees also came unto Him, tempting Him, and saying unto Him, Is it lawful for a man to put away a wife for every cause? And He answered and said unto them, Have you not read that He which made them at the beginning made male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Even the Lord Jesus agrees in the principle here of the value of marriage. And so motherhood finds great fulfillment in that. Motherhood also finds purpose in the value of procreation. In other words, she has many buttons in her life, and she has built-in buttons that really give her life and give her meaning in fine procreation. And you remember that pendulum that swings away from the Word of God and what's saying, and it moves away toward insanity? Thank you, brother. Man after my own heart. So when y'all get thirsty, y'all raise your hand and I'll drink. Okay, all right. But in Proposition 8, California, a trial of the defenders of the amendment maintained that permitting same-sex couples to marry would redefine marriage from a pro-child societal institution to be a relationship about companionship and personal fulfillment. What they're trying to say is moving away from one of the secrets of womanhood. And they're trying to say, change the society. It's all about what we want, not what God wants. But motherhood understands that secret of procreation. Motherhood teaches the value of the unconditional love. Who's going to be there? When everybody turns loose, who's going to hang on? Mother. It's just so natural. She hangs in there when everything turns loose. But insanity feeds on selfishness and pride. We call it personal pride, rights, career, greed, or self-actualization. Let me tell you the story. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 25. This will illustrate the point. About what we need to teaching about unconditional love. There were two women in the Old Testament. They were harlots. Okay? Both of them became pregnant. And both of them had a child. During that period of time, they were sleeping in the same house, and one of the mothers rolled over, or for whatever reason, and her baby died. She woke up during the night and saw that her baby was dead, and so therefore she went to get the baby from the other woman and say, "This is my baby. Your baby died." And all of a sudden, they begin to cry out. They went before Solomon and said, "Solomon, what are we going to do?" The woman says, Solomon said, "Bring me a sword. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to cut the baby in half and give one mother half of the baby and the other mother the other half of the baby." All of a sudden, they brought the sword in, and one of the women said, "That's right. That's right. Divide them and so we'll both be equal." But then one of the ladies said, "No, no, don't do that. Give her the baby. Give her the baby. Let the baby live." Solomon said, "Okay." And the woman that said, "Give her the baby," received her child back. She was the real mother. Unconditional love. Willing to give up the child. And that is the love that comes from this mother. Now, motherhood builds character in the value of dealing honestly with life situations. Sometimes we have to ask the question, how do we find the way? But motherhood builds this character by dealing honestly with life situations. Not in dreamland, not what they want to be, not what they think, but what's life really like? Insanity moves away from the Word. Insanity moves through unguided permissiveness. For instance, I've been told in one of our nurseries in the area that they have been told that when they have the baby come into the nursery, do not spank the babies. No, don't even tell them no. Now, where's sanity? A baby comes up. There's a hot stove. It's blooming, it's red, the baby walks up going to touch it, and then the teacher says, "Oh, you may want to consider another alternative." Where's sanity? And yet, see, when it moves away from truth, it goes toward insanity. But motherhood knows. She deals honestly with that baby who's reaching out there. Man, she grabs hold of that child, pull that, jank that arm away so they don't hurt themselves. They try to pass away. In other words, what we call in the society that's moving away from God, they say, we call it self-choice, self-actualization. Should call it self-destruction. And that's what the peers are trying to push on. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, the Scripture says, "When I call to remembrance the unfinished faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy mother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also." What? The faith in the grandmother. The faith in the mother. The faith in the son. Pass it on. Deal honestly with life situations. Motherhood builds value through life lessons, life's learned in hard times. Have you ever noticed that? Boy, I give you two illustrations of that. One of them made up and the other one's for real. Who eats the last piece of the chicken that goes over the fence? Yeah, who eats the last piece of chicken that goes over the fence? Who's there fastest? I found out so many times it's the mama. Everybody else got the piece they want, and here's the back with a tail on it. And so who eats that bony piece of chicken? Yeah. Actually, I like that piece myself. But anyhow, it's so true. But the other day, we were eating, and Savannah looked over there, Miss Florin, said, "Grandmother, I like those eggs." You know what she did? She already ate her eggs, She took the eggs off her plate and scooped them onto hers. That's what grandmother did. Can you imagine that? Savannah ate them up too. I mean, it just kind of works that way. But you know what? Motherhood builds value through life lessons. Lessons in hard times. If you read in Genesis 3:15, the Scripture says, "Unto the woman I said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows." In other words, when we say life's not fair, we're absolutely correct. Folks, let me make that announcement. Life is not fair. But in hard times, what happens? God said, because of the sin of the woman and the sin of the man, He said, "Unto thee I will multiply." Life will not be without sorrow. Verse 15 also said, "And thy conception." In other words, there's going to be hard times in conception. Conception, what? Life without sorrow? Hey, that's a fairy tale. Conception without consequences? Hey, that's a fairy tale. Hard times in the birthing and raising children. The Scripture says, "In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children." In other words, children without sorrow, that's a fairy tale. We were at the park the other night, and I had the privilege of holding Mariah. And all of a sudden, I heard the popcorn. And then, all of a sudden, you know what goes with popcorn, don't you? And then all of a sudden, mother! Y'all know what goes with that too. Okay, well, y'all finish the rest of the story. But anyhow, out there, not everything's pleasant with raising children. Now, I can change a diaper. I can do it if I have to. But anyhow, so therefore, not everything comes pleasant. Children don't always bring smiles. Somebody's well said that when they're young, they tug on your skirt tail. But when they're older, they tug on your heart. Boy, isn't that so true? It's so true. And so when we begin to recognize this, all of a sudden motherhood's going to build value, though, through life lessons. Hard times in marriage, that same Scripture says, "Thy desire shall be to thy husband." Marriage without challenges, that's a fairy tale. And there's hard times in submission. That same verse says, "And he shall rule over thee." Talking about the husband shall rule over thee. There's hard times. Submission without a struggle, you're dreaming. There is a struggle with that submission. But motherhood. Motherhood contains a place of prominence because of its value. Thinking about this. Insanity shows disrespect and refusal to give mother honor. What do we call that? We call that lack of showing value. Respect, even dishonor. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, the Scripture says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Hey, do y'all remember one of the original Mother Day? Let me carry you back. John 19, 26. One of the original Mother's Day. She raised a son on her knees. She fed him. She clothed him. She loved him. She protected him. She taught him. For 30 years, he was kind of quiet. Maybe working as a carpenter. Working, leading, maybe helping out feeding the family, because at some point in time in this period, the father apparently had passed away. No reference of him anyway. But then when he came to 30 years of age, all of a sudden he took out helping people, doing good. 3 years later, a bunch of bad men took him, lied about him, sentenced him to death. They took him. They hung him while he was hanging there. This guy looked down and said, "Woman, mother," that was kind compassion. "Woman, behold thy son." In other words, this guy, dying on the cross, looked at one of the men of faith and said, "Mom, your son." He looked over there to this boy, this friend of his, said, "John, behold your mother." It was there on the cross that Jesus showed us the heart of valuing the prominence of motherhood. There, Jesus took care of His mother. The secret of motherhood. Let's learn them. Let's allow them to become a part of our life. The secret of motherhood. You can bring your bulletin back next week and we'll do the second half of this. But I want you to remind, be mindful, and respect and honor that of motherhood. Let's pray. Father, as we come before You this morning, we've come with joy in our heart, believing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's on this very special day, many of us think about moms. So many moms have gone on, and they have met their reward. But yet there are many moms who are here today, meeting the challenges of life. The secret of motherhood has been as long as there's been men and women upon the earth. Father, encourage all the young mothers, all the middle-aged mothers, all the elderly mothers. Encourage them. Encourage them this day because You love them. Jesus pointed it out and made it very special. So, Father, may mothers be honored this day. They deserve it. Father, give them praise. Give them honor as the Lord Jesus did His own mother. Father, for those mothers who have not experienced eternal life, I pray that today they will line up with the truth, with what is sane, what is balanced, what is rational, so they will not be pulled away toward insanity. What is not rational, what is not balanced, what is not sane. We know that our country is in trouble because the pendulum is swinging away from the truth. We pray for our country. We pray for our president, Lord, that You would put a change of heart and mind in him. We pray, God, for the 51% who they say straight away from God that there might be revival. Revival of the truth of God. We pray for each one who is here today, Lord, that no one would leave here without loving Jesus, without experiencing the grace of God. Father, I pray now for each one who's here today that a blessing, Lord, would flow into their life. In Jesus' name, amen. The secret of motherhood. Secret of motherhood, really, if you opened up the book, you'd find out their true strength goes back to the truth. They know Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you've not done all that God wanted you to do. You've not reached that point that God wanted you to reach. So I'd like to encourage you today, if you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like for you just to step out in a minute and come forth. And then I'm going to ask Jim and Ms. Wanda, whoever comes, if y'all would y'all take whoever comes this morning? And would y'all share with them this goodness in the Word of God? And then there'll be others. We have more than one come, two or three. There'll be others that we will team up together and share the love of Jesus. Would you like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this morning? If you would, when we sing, I want you just to walk down front, and then I'm going to connect you in, Brother Jim, Ms. Wanda. Now, for others who might say, you know, in thinking about motherhood, I want to be a better mom. I want to be a better mom. I'm just going to ask you, the prayer altars are going to be open. I want you to feel the freedom of going and just you and God getting there together, talking about this. If there's something special that's balled up inside of you that needs to be released, God wants you to be free. Because you see, we're going to continue next week with this warfare, this invisible warfare. And I'm going to show you the inside of this picture right here, the other side. But I wanted you to see the goodness today, the glory today. you'd like to become a part of this family, we encourage that too. So what are we going to do? If you'd like to receive Christ, I want you to come, and we're going to go with Brother Jim and Ms. Wanda. If you'd like to spend time at the prayer altars, we want you to come and spend time at the prayer altars. Or maybe just right where you're standing, you and God just need to have a conversation. What is God wanting you to do today during this time of invitation? Let's stand together. There's going to be music on the screen. I want you to join in singing that invitation as decisions and all are being made today.